Papa, Papa, who's riding your racehorse? Yes, tell me, Papa, Papa, who's riding your racehorse? I wanna ride him once and I don't care what it costs. Just turn him loose, don't you worry about a thing. Let him buck and jump, cause I know what it's gonna bring. Run, run to the stable, daddy'll hitch him up.
Get him up, get him up, get him up.
Run to the stable, daddy'll hitch him up.
Get him up, get him up, get him up.
If he needs working out, you can bet he's gonna get enough.
Get enough, get enough, get enough.
I'll ride him to the east and I'll ride him to the west. I ride it in the middle, it's a groovy mess. Go diving, no, you can't last long. I wanna ride you if it takes me all night long. The night before, I woke up this morning, I want to ride some more.
That spirited big band recording was by Ernestine Davis, who went by Tiny Davis from 1949. And this is J.D. Doyle with Queer Music Heritage. From time to time on QMH, I like to feature music that doesn't fit into any theme. I've been calling these shows Songs I've Been Meaning to Play, and in the 10 years I've been doing the show, this happens to be number 10. Oh yeah, I've got a summer cold, so please excuse the voice. Radio deadlines just do not wait. I recently discovered Tiny Davis, and I've been delighted by her music. She was popular as both a trumpet player and a vocalist beginning in the early 1940s, when she joined the band the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Big bands were popular during the war years, and as there was a shortage of male bands, that female band was formed, and it was extremely successful, packing houses until it chose to disband in 1948. At one point, Louis Armstrong tried to hire Tiny Davis away from the Sweethearts, offering her 10 times her pay. But she just wouldn't leave her girls. One of her girls was the drummer, Ruby Lucas, and they were partners for 40 years. But I'm getting a step ahead of myself. After the International Sweethearts of Rhythm broke up, Tiny Davis went solo, with her own band, the Hell Divers, and recorded 6 sides for Decca in 1949. I've got 3 of those, and you'll hear the other 2 in a moment. In the 1950s, they ran a bar called Tiny and Ruby's Gay Spot in Chicago. A short documentary was made about them in 1988, and you can see a delightful clip from it on YouTube, showing that she could still play that trumpet. Tiny Davis died in 2004 at age 86. From 1949, here are Dragging My Heart Around and How About That Jive.
I'm all alone, I'm so heart sick and weary. I'm trying my best just to be bright and cheery. While you're having your fun, you're dragging my heart around. Now you do, little old thing I try not to notice. Everyone seems to know the rodeo. While you're having your fun, you're dragging my heart around. Baby boast all the time. You treat me like any old stranger. But I won't give you up. I'm gonna lay you like a little dog in a manger. I know that I'm a fool, but how can you blame me? I'm so deep in love with you, nothing you do can change me. Are you having your fun? Lord, you're dragging my heart around. Yes, you're having your good time, Daddy, but you sure dragging my heart around. Ow, what I say, baby.
Snaps like a duck. If I put this on your daddy, you think the lightning struck? Cause it rolls.
Let it roll, let it roll.
Yes, it rolls.
Let it roll, let it roll.
It rolls with ease. Daddy, you got to be pleased.
Tiny Davis is a hard act to follow, but I'm going to try to do that with a gospel singer and a very noted one, Alex Bradford. In his early years as a producer, Art Rupp signed Bradford, and his first recording in 1953 sold a million. Art Rupp was the founder of Specialty Records, and he recorded some of the giants of early rock and roll and R&B, such as Little Richard, Lloyd Price, and Sam Cooke. In 1998, a record was released out of England where Rupp is interviewed about his acts.
One of the most successful gospel acts Art signed was the flamboyant Alex Bradford, the self-styled singing rage of the gospel age, whose electrifying falsetto and spirited revival meeting style was one of the bridges between gospel and soul.
Alex Bradford was an amazing vocalist choir leader, tremendous sense of humor, and we also became good friends. He was openly gay, and he was a showman all the way. And to the public and to his audience, he was consistent and so on. But when he was alone, he'd say, "Do you have any Scotch, man?" And he used to say to me, he'd call me up on the phone, and he'd say to the secretary, "I want to talk to the original oppressor of the black man." I said, "Damn it, Alex, people are going to believe you." And then when I started Herald Attractions, because there was no formal way of these people getting booked with an agent and so on, Alex, for some reason, if he'd meet somebody that he liked, he wouldn't show up for a performance. And here we'd been taking deposits on bookings and everything. And he always had an excuse. Finally, when he got through having about 19 grandmothers die and he had to attend their funeral, one of them was a dog bit him and he couldn't appear. So the manager says, "Alex, you know you're a damn liar. A dog never bit you." And he says, "Well, it could have happened." He was just a real scream.
"Mr. Roop, now listen. Don't you come up here talking about supper time. You trying to get home for supper. I haven't eaten today either. And you and me got to talk, so I don't need you getting ready to leave out here time we get through, unless you're going to take me home for dinner too, because we have got to talk. I cannot leave Los Angeles until I talk to you."
"All right.
All right.
I'm
too close to my journey's end. I'm too close to turn back into a world of sin. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. Lord, you know I've just gotta make it to heaven somehow. I'm too close almost reach my goal. I said I'm too close to finally saving my soul. I'm a too close, hallelujah, to heaven. And I can't
turn around.
No,
no,
I can't
turn around.
I'm too close. I can almost see my God's face. Yes, I'm too close. I'll tell the world that I love this race. I'm so close because he's holding to my hand. And I know I wanna see my old mother again.
That was Alex Bradford's first recording, Too Close to Heaven, from 1953. Later, Bradford also became involved with a couple well-known Broadway musicals. In 1972, he won an Obie Award for Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope. And he died in 1978 as another of his projects, the musical Your Arms Too Short to Box with God, was in production. I want to give you one more by him. In 1962, he performed in the musical Black Nativity, based on the writings of Langston Hughes. From that show is One Step. And while we're still in church, I want to honor the Metropolitan Community Church, and I can pull from a couple vinyl recordings to do that. For those of you who don't know, MCC is a fellowship with specific outreach to GLBT people, and it was founded in Los Angeles in 1968 by Reverend Troy Perry. And the church quickly grew to many congregations all over. I want to start with a 1976 album called Joyful Noise in Concert, released by the San Diego MCC. Their choir is called Joyful Noise, and here's them singing one just called A New Song.
Sing
from the San Diego MCC, I'm going to go to another earlier MCC album, this time from 1973, issued by the LA congregation. The album is called One God, and it contains some excellent and entertaining remarks by Reverend Perry himself. It's a historic recording, and you can hear it all from my site. But I'm going to pick it up with the congregation singing We Shall Overcome, and then his closing remarks, followed by the choir singing One God. Note that this was recorded in 1973, and you'll hear him say there were 24 congregations. MCC now has over 300 member congregations in 22 countries.
I'm so happy we can share this service of Metropolitan Community Church in Los Angeles with all of you who are listening to this record across the United States and around the world. God loves you and has a place for you in our ministry. If you have never attended one of our services, we'd like to have you join with us. We have 24 churches and missions across the country, from Honolulu to New York, Milwaukee to Miami Beach. Won't you join us? Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you are, God loves you. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God has not forgotten you. If you have a problem, or if you want more information about our church, I would like to hear from you. Write to me, Reverend Troy Perry, Metropolitan Community Church, Los Angeles, California, 90007. I just want to say this as we leave you. We love you. God loves you. And may the Lord bless you real, real good.
Many the paths winding their way to one God. Walk with me, brother, there were no strangers. After His work was done, for yet more, and my Lord,
trading in my earthly things for that one precious pearl. Oh,
I followed Reverend Troy Perry and the L.A. MCC with two songs by the Washington, D.C. MCC. First from their 1991 cassette tape, Glorious Praise, was Keep Walkin'. And then from their CD from 1996, I took the title track, the more non-secular but very powerful, Something Inside So Strong, with the choir-backing soloist Julia Nixon. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artist and recording. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
He's up with the sun, and he's got the college winging as he goes about another swinging day. Bad jobs to be done or errands to run, he's a number one, okay. He'll dry clean your clothes, be a butler or a porter, if the thing's another quarter in the bag. He'll get his degree, his five beta key, and get them both for free. That's Hank.
I'm sure you're wondering, with good reason, what direction is this show going now? That was the theme song from a TV show from 1965 called Hank. It lasted one season, and the premise was that Hank, a bright young fellow, wanted to attend college classes, but he could not enroll because he could not afford it, and he never graduated from high school. So he finds devious ways to sneak into various classes, with the director of admissions almost catching him every week. I've recently seen an episode of the show, and I suppose for the times it was pleasant enough, and its star certainly was likable. That was Dick Kalman, who in real life was a quite successful gay actor and singer, though the gay part then was not well known. His career started in 1951 when he got the lead role in the Broadway musical 17. In the early 60s, he starred in touring companies of several Broadway shows, and he also had been a recording artist since the mid-50s, with various major labels like Decca, Liberty, and Capitol. Most of his 50s music was very pop-oriented, but one I find interesting breaks out of that mold, and was almost rock and roll. From 1957 is I Cry to the Moon.
My baby just told me goodbye. Feel like I'm going to die. There's nobody near to dry up my tears, so I just look up at the sky. I cry to the moon. I cry to the moon. I won't die instead, I just cry to the moon. My baby just told me we're through, and there ain't a thing I can do. But I was a fool, cause her life too cool, and I did just one thing to do. I cry to the moon. I cry to the moon. I wanna die, stand like this cry to the moon. I'm lonely and blue, my baby ain't true. So lonely and blue, cause she's gone and found someone new. Oh, maybe my gal will return. She will if she knows how I yearn. I'm sad as can be till she comes back to me. There's only one place I can turn. I cry to the moon, cry to the moon. I wanna die, scared of this cry to the moon. Oh, I should have known from the start that me and my baby would part. Try to forget that we ever met, but there's such a ache in my heart. as proud of the moon. I wanna die instead, just proud of the moon. I wanna die instead, I'm just proud of the moon.
And here are two more by Dick Kalman. From 1963, Say It Isn't So was more like his usual material.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I wanna know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. Say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I wanna know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Thank you. shoots here through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through, and remember, you're the one that I love to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah. You're the one that I love to kiss. Baby, you're the one.
From 1965, that one was called You're the One, and the Vogues had a big hit for it earlier that year. It is perhaps one of the more modern sounds from the album released to capitalize on the TV show. Remember that the character was not a school dropout, but a drop-in, so the album was called Dick Kalman Drops In as Hank. After the 60s, Kalman found other interests. He became a clothing manufacturer and then a dealer in antiques and fine art objects. This was in New York City, and he lived in a luxurious duplex with all the very pricey furnishings for sale. I found an article in New Yorker magazine from February of 1980 showing off the apartment and its million-dollar collections. I think that article may have been his downfall. Less than 3 weeks later, the apartment was broken into, and he and his associate were found shot to death. Nothing was actually stolen, and the criminals may have gotten cold feet and fled after the murders. The next artist I'm going to tell you about also died violently. He was in one of the most popular rhythm and blues and rock and roll groups of the late 50s and early 60s, the group that gave us Charlie Brown, Along Came Jones, Poison Ivy, and this song, their number one hit from 1958.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor,
don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust out with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggity yak!
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Don't talk back.
Of course, that was Yakety Yak, and the group was the Coasters, and singing tenor during their golden years was the very openly gay Cornell Gunter. Before he joined the Coasters, he was in a couple well-respected doo-wop groups, the Ermines and the Flares. Here are songs he did with each of those groups.
Guess what's new? Beep, beep, kaboo, yes, I love you. Beep, beep, kaboo, it's a lot of fun when you're with the one you love. Beep, beep, kaboo, take a guess what's new? Beep, beep, kaboo, yes, I love you. Beep, beep, kaboo, it's a lot of fun when you're with the one you love.
Well, now you quickly disappear with the swear in the world. Homie, there's a spot for two. And suddenly, I find I'm all alone with the mop, mop.
Peek-a-boo.
Boom, boom. Peek, peek-a-boo, take a guess what's new. Peek, peek-a-boo, yes, I love you. Peek, peek-a-boo, it's a lot of fun when you're with the one you love. I love you. Big, big, kaboo. It's a lot of fun when you're with the
one you love. Big, big, peek-a-boo, I love you.
If it's wrong to long to be near you, and to pray that we'll never part, then the only plea is guilty for me in self-defense of my heart. If it's wrong to long to caress you, in every spare moment I find, then the only plea is guilty for me in self-defense of peace of mind. I confess that I can't resist you, a desire is my only protection from a life of misery and despair. If it's wrong too long to possess you, as heaven above knows I do, then the only plea is guilty for me in self defense of my heart. I confess that I can't resist you, a desire is more than I can bear. Your love and affection is my only protection from a life of misery and despair. If it's wrong too long to possess you, as heaven above knows I do, then the only plea is guilty for me in self-defense of my love for you.
In 1955, that was Peek Peekaboo by Cornell Gunter and the Ermines, followed the next year by the Flares and the song In Self-Defense. In 1962, he left the Coasters and recorded as a solo act this song called Rope of Sand.
I put my hope in the rope of sand. When I put my heart in your hand, how could you let my dreams slip through your fingers? And I thought your kiss was something real. And I thought your love was a band of steel. Put my heart in the rope of sand. Well, now I tell myself it is the truth. There's nothing could go wrong, and that's what I keep telling you. The ties that bind us strong. Yes, I put my heart in the rope of sand. When I put my heart in your hand, how could you let my dreams slip through your fingers? And I thought your kiss was something real. And I thought your love was a band of steel. But all along,
Through the 70s and 80s, Gunter mostly did oldie shows with his own Coasters group. And it was while in Las Vegas, ready to open in a new show, that he was shot to death, while sitting in his car, almost assassination style. This was in February of 1990. No motive was ever known for the shooting. This is J.D. Doyle, and that wraps up the first hour of Songs I've Been Meaning to Play. But of course, I've been meaning to play a bunch more. So there are two more hours to be found on my website at queermusicheritage.com. I just love the song I picked to close the show. It's by Judy Reagan from her 1983 album, Old Friends. And I really appreciate that her song, Hollywood Haircut, pays tribute to the lesbians who walked before her. It was true in 1983, and now 27 years later, of course, it's even more true. Judy Reagan and Hollywood Haircut.
She had a Hollywood haircut. She wore black pig pants. Carried her cigarettes in her sleeve. She didn't much like to dance. And if that bold dyke stone butch diesel doesn't mean very much to you today. Sister, while you're walking on the path from your oppression, just remember who pointed the way. She had a bouffant hairdo. She used a lot of Maybelline. A woman-loving woman, she loved her butch. There wasn't much she hadn't seen. Who pointed the way? Walking down the street, holding hands, they were screamed at, beaten as they left the bars. Fighting their oppression, never losing their direction. The frontline troops in a war of liberation. The founding mothers, she had a Hollywood haircut. She wore black pig pants. A strong, tough, they could teach us if we'd only let them reach us. We're just different branches on a woman-loving tree. Same roots, you and me. She had a bouffant hairdo. She used a lot of Maybelline. A strong, tough, swaggering lesbian woman living in a world that is mean. And if those sweet, femboyant dyke women love it, I'm